This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ashhadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, as we near the month of Ramadan, set to begin inshallah ta'ala next Friday evening, we will transition for the sake of preparation of Ramadan to learn a little bit about the importance and the benefits of this month. So we won't cover one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for today. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will resume that either the next week or the week after, insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the importance of this month in verse number 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where he says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us know that the month of Ramadan is the month that the Quran was revealed. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. And it was revealed and came down through Angel Jibreel to the Prophet ﷺ. And we know very well the verses that were first revealed. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. We don't start reciting the Quran with these verses, even though they were the first verses to be revealed. And so we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah that we first quoted that this Quran was revealed throughout the month of Ramadan, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, as a guidance, not for the believers, as a guidance for every single human being. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and it is also a guide to show us what is right and what is wrong, what is true and what is false, so that we stay in between and we do what is right according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't go towards what is wrong. Now if the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran, and the month where it was revealed, and a month where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited it very often, then now, a week before Ramadan begins, I think is the latest time for us to start preparing for it. Like better soon rather than later, right? Or better now instead of never. And so start with preparing yourself for this month of Ramadan to come. And one of the most important aspects of this month is for us to find a connection with the Qur'an. Find a connection with the Qur'an. How many days, how many weeks, and maybe even how many months, ask yourself, has it been since you've last opened the Qur'an? This is an honest question that we all find ourselves stuck answering at certain points in time in our lives. We feel that everything is going good, alhamdulillah, and we forget that in addition to the 5 daily prayers, in addition to the, you know, principles of the deen that we have implemented in our lives, it's important for us to also open the Quran and recite from it. And so begin from today. Take the Quran off that shelf. Blow the dust off of it. Open it up and prepare, plan, think, where am I going to start? What am I going to recite this month of Ramadan? What are my goals? And how much of it am I going to recite? But also, how much of it am I going to try to understand? Alhamdulillah, this year, inshallah, throughout the month of Ramadan, we'll be back in person in the masjid. And once again, we will resume our 30 in 30, which is covering certain ayat of a juz every single day, or a sibara, every single day for the month of Ramadan, from the beginning till the end. And this will take place right here, 1 hour before Salatul Maghrib, 1 hour before Iftar, to encourage us to be in the masjid in the most beneficial time of the day, when our hunger is extremely high, when our patience is extremely low, when we would be at home frustrated trying to find some sleep or get a little bit of peace and quiet so that our children are not running wild. We could be in the masjid learning a little bit of the Quran. And so I encourage myself first, this is one of the reasons why I love doing this program, so that I can benefit from it, and then share that with everyone else. Begin by planning your month of Ramadan from today. You should leave this khutbah thinking to yourself, Quran, Quran, Quran. That is going to be my top 3 goals for this week, to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Set it straight. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us of a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah was given 5 specific things during the month of Ramadan that was not given to any other ummah or any other nation previously. And these 5 things, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins to say, that the breath of the fasting person is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the scent of the sweetest musk. Now musk, true, pure musk, or misk as we say in Arabic, is extremely expensive and actually very rare to find. It comes from a deer, from a pouch that is under the belly of a deer, that is found in some northern countries like in Canada and also some European countries, but is actually illegal to now possess or to take, because those animals are going extinct. Now look at this, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed something so beautiful, a scent that comes from an animal that is so pure, so sweet, so nice, yet it is hard for us to get. And you and I, we think to ourselves, I want this. I'm going to find a way, right? People who love perfume, who love itr, who love ouds and stuff like that, they say, I'm going to find it and I'm going to find a way to get it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the scent of the fasting person's breath more than the scent of that musk. And it's not only the musk of this dunya, but the musk of the akhirah that we strive for, that we want to attain and achieve in paradise, to have the beautiful scents and the beautiful smells of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the scent of the breath of the fasting person because of their submission. Now we think of it as, ew, that's kind of gross. How can someone like the scent of a fasting person? You and I, we think that because we are the someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like you and I. Our submission to Allah in fasting, our worship and devotion to Him through the fasting is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admires. He knows that we ourselves don't like the scent of our own breath. Last year Ramadan, wearing masks, did anyone enjoy it? No. No one enjoyed it. We enjoyed wearing the mask knowing we can't smell the breath of other people, but it didn't help us. But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us it's not about the scent of your breath. It's about the sacrifice and the strain and the hardship and what drains you from your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing that was given to us that no other nation received prior to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In addition to this, my brothers and sisters, the second thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is that the angels ask for forgiveness up until the time that you break your fast. The angels seek your forgiveness. They make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our forgiveness while we're fasting up until the time that we break our fast. Now think of this. You know when you're going through some hardship in life and you reach out to someone who's pious because you're making dua for what you want in your life, but you want someone who's pious, who's righteous to also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that you're seeking. And you hear this all the time, make dua for me, make dua for this, make dua, I'm trying to attain this and that. And we go to someone who's pious and righteous and we ask, remember me in your dua when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because maybe your dua will be answered and Allah will grant it to me. That's the most pious people that we know, that we turn to and ask. The angels are even more pious. No angel disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the most pious believer in Allah still disobeys in certain ways. No angel fails to fulfill their command that has been given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we fail to fulfill it every single day. There are certain things that we miss out on. So shouldn't we want the dua of the angels? Of course. And that in itself is a blessing that we've received as being those who follow the ummah or follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our dua, or dua for us, is being made by the angels for the duration of the day until we break our fasts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with more and more throughout the month of Ramadan. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ اللَّهِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to go a little bit faster throughout this second half of this khutbah because of the painting of the walls. The clocks have been taken down and I didn't know that I've taken up enough time from your day already. The next three things, so remember there are five things that are mentioned in the hadith. Two of them we covered already. The next three things the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifies paradise every single day. And He says, my righteous servants are about to be spared from suffering and harm, and they will be sent to me. My righteous servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that those who are fasting, they're the righteous servants, they will be saved, they will be spared from harm and from suffering. And the scholars mention that this is referring to harm and suffering in this world. Because when we submit to Allah, He grants us ease and comfort, even though it might look like someone is suffering. Now you take the example of people in other countries that are going through hardship. And when we look at them, we know that it's hard. We can tell that it's difficult. But a lot of the time when you speak to them, their hearts are at ease with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They may not have running water in the taps that we have. They may not have heating in the middle of the winter. They may not have clothing. But at the same time, when they talk about their hardships, they are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to believe, for the ability to earn a greater, stronger, more beneficial paradise for them in the hereafter than the world that they're living through now. And that's the example that we take of this hadith, or this part of the hadith, that the struggles that we go through in this dunya will not seem so difficult upon us, even though someone might be going through a hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that harm, and because of our patience through it, Allah blesses us with no harm and no difficulty in the hereafter when we attain paradise. The fourth thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions is that the shayateen, not shaytan, shayateen, plural, not just one, not Iblis, but all of the helpers of shaytan are locked up with chains, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, so they cannot go out and misguide the believers and try to take them away from goodness. So the month of Ramadan, we have the ability to do extra ibadah. And usually we say to ourselves, how come during Ramadan I can do so much? How come I could pray so long at night? How come I'm able to fast every single day? How come I'm able to give sadaqah and zakah and it doesn't diminish my wealth, my time, my energy? I feel better after Ramadan. But then when Ramadan ends and we try to do the same a'mal or the same actions, we tell ourselves, you know, it is hard. It's difficult. I can't do it. It's because the shayateen are now let loose. And it becomes more difficult for us after the month of Ramadan. So benefit and maximize from that month. And the last thing, my brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the last day of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. On the last day of Ramadan. How many of us are 27 night followers? As in, we worship Allah every single night, standing in Qiyam, fasting throughout the day. 27th night comes, Quran is finished. Everyone says, come to the masjid for dua, come to the masjid for dua, come to the masjid for dua. And they come to the masjid for dua and laddus and chumchums. Right? They get their sweets, alhamdulillah, we made dua. Allah is blessing us with this beautiful sweet that our dua was accepted. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us on the last day of Ramadan. The last night specifically he mentions. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked him, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, are you referring to Laylatul Qadr? And he says, no. For the forgiveness and the deeds of the actions of the believers throughout the month of Ramadan are rewarded to them on the last night. So Allah is checking to see which one of us is going to slow down in the last 10 days, or slow down in the middle 10 days, or give up on the 27th, or give up when the Quran is finished. And we say, alhamdulillah, now it's Eid preparations. No. Eid preparations is when the moon is seen and Eid is the next morning. Or a little bit of time, half an hour every day for the few days throughout the month, you prepare for Eid, and then you don't waste your time in the last 10 nights of Ramadan preparing for Eid. So my brothers and sisters, let's benefit and maximize from this month of Ramadan and try to see every single one of us here, especially on the last night of the month of Ramadan, to ask and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually. Don't wait for a community effort that everyone's going to come and make dua. You don't need that. What you need is yourself submitting to Allah. What you need is your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah wants to see is you crying and begging and asking from your heart what you want, not what the imam thinks you want. What you feel you need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so my brothers and sisters, take advantage of this month of Ramadan. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa'afina Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana salihan ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to reach the month of Ramadan and to benefit and maximize from every single day and every single night of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to reach many, many more months of Ramadan. Ya Allah, please grant us complete and full forgiveness before the month of Ramadan even comes, and make us from amongst those that open the Quran and start to plan and prepare for our benefit throughout the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those that constantly turn to you and ask you for help and assistance first and foremost before turning to anyone else. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to seek and attain full forgiveness from you. And Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to clear our hearts from any evil or wrong feelings, negative feelings that we might have towards one another. Ya Allah, please purify our hearts and rectify our affairs. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, there's a couple of people that are in the hospital. Please grant them complete and full forgiveness and shifa and health. Ya Allah, they've requested that their names remain silent, but you know who they are. Ya Allah, grant them ease and strength. And Ya Allah, please make it easy for Sister Tayyiba. Her father passed away. Ya Allah, grant her forgiveness, grant him forgiveness, grant her forgiveness, the entire family forgiveness. And Ya Allah, please make it easy for those that are left behind to be able to continue to worship you and you alone. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allahi akbar wa Allahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خيرا. My brothers and sisters, please make sure if your car is blocking anyone that you head out there immediately. We do have our family program tonight once again after Salat and Maghrib. Today we're going to be learning about Ramadan and answering some questions about the month of Ramadan if anyone has. Inshallah, we'll also be doing a kahoot just to test our skills and knowledge with regards to the month of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Also, please keep an eye out on the social media accounts for our programs that will be launching throughout the month of Ramadan. And remember to donate on your way out. Inshallah, we see a lot of renovations taking place. Hopefully, we get all of this done before the month of Ramadan so that we can benefit from no disruptions to our worship. Inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.